This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The United States and Britain struck 36 Houthi sites in Yemen in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups in the region. The groups have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the military action, quote, sends a clear message to the Houthis that they will continue to bear further consequences if they do not end their illegal attacks on international shipping and naval vessels. The latest strikes follow an air assault in Iraq and Syria on Friday. The Houthi targets were in 13 different locations and were struck by U.S. F-A-18 fighter jets and Tomahawk missiles fired from the Red Sea. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. The U.S. struck 85 targets in Iraq and Syria on Friday in response to a drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. soldiers. Officials in Iraq, Iran, and Russia are responding to the strikes. VOA's Edward Uranian has more.
Iraqi state TV reported that government spokesman Bassem Al-Awadi denied U.S. reports it had consulted with the Iraqi government before the U.S. strikes, claiming the U.S. was trying to mislead world opinion, adding that the U.S. attacks put Iraq on the brink of a precipice. Iran, which supports the militia forces targeted by the U.S., called the attacks a violation of Syrian and Iraqi sovereignty and their territorial integrity. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani termed the U.S. attacks a serious strategic mistake. Russia, which is an ally of both Syria and Iran, accused the U.S. of sowing chaos and destruction in the Middle East.
Edward Uranian from VOA. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com.